Al Francie, 15-7 might be a little bit flattering to Tyrone, but at the same time, they were the better team.
Ah, listen, Tom, they're the better team today. Listen, no qualms for me about it. You know, from start to finish, they were the better team. And as you say, the scoreline post didn't flatter them, you know.
Yeah, got off to a good start, got the first point, but they set up very well defensively. You had oceans of possession in the first half, but found it very difficult to break them down, and they got scores on the break.
Aye, that's it. Listen, we knew how they were going to play. We knew they were going to sit on top of their D and push out. And it's just today we didn't just get the rub of the green, and you know, listen, you're a well-oiled team, Tyrone. Like, you just they sat back and they just invaded us on and then just counter-attacked us and scored off of the runners, you know.
Yeah, 8-3 down at half-time. You did regroup in the second half.
We did regroup. Ah, listen, you know, at half-time we were 8-3 down, you know. And post, it wasn't a bad scoreline to go on, because in fairness they had the post where they run for cleaning for a goal, and you know, if Oisin Bonner went for a point that time, maybe we got a goal, it could have been different. You know, it could have swung around our way again, but just wasn't today. It wasn't beyond the day, and when you're playing against Tyrone, you need to take the chances, and we got a lot of chances, but we didn't take them. And then the flip side, you know, Tyrone, every time they got up the field, they scored.
Yeah, and they had a couple of goal chances as well.
Aye, they did, surely, Tom. You know, they got goal chances, cut us open a couple of times, and when we were chasing the game, then, you know, that's what happens. You leave gaps behind, and in fairness, they kicked the scores, you know.
Yeah, they had that 5-point cushion right through, and I know they added the few points on in injury time, which makes the scoreline look a little bit better, but you know, they always kept you at arm's length.
Aye, there was always 6 points in it. Listen, we're never going to get back to 6 points, and we're pressing high, and we're leaving gaps in for them to counter us, you know. And if the game were a bit tighter, you mightn't left them gaps, but we had to push up and see what we did. And listen, hey, you can't fault the lads. They give everything they have on the day, and it just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, overall it's been a good enough campaign, I suppose, in your first year in, to get to the final, and I suppose that's where Donegal have been over the last few years.
Aye, listen, that's where, you know, that's where we're at, you know. And listen, good campaign, you know what I mean, post a beat thrown in the league thing, but today was about the McWigan Cup final, and listen, they turned us over the day, but listen, they're the better side in the day, no qualms.
Yeah, introduced quite a number of new players in the course of the campaign, and even changed your team quite a lot again in the second half here today.
Aye, listen, we try to give boys, you know, as good a chance, and listen, then the day was bread and butter is the championship against Rowan, and we wanted to have a look at fellas like in the heat of battle to see what they would, could they stand up to it, you know. And as we go back now to training on Monday night, and we start getting ready now for the championship against Tyrone.
Yeah, because you have 2 weeks to prepare now, and you have to make up a bit of ground.
Ah, listen, we have ground to make up, you know, and it's going to be a big ask, you know, to beat Tyrone. It's in the games in Tyrone as well, you know, and you see the way they moved the ball there today, you know. Listen, we're going to have a big struggle on, you know, but listen, we'll give it our best effort, and that's all we can do.
Have you anybody else to come into the team, or were you more or less at full tilt today?
No, that's the under 17, that's the development squad, that's what we had all year, you know. We brought up Shane O'Donnell from the under 16s, but that was the only player we brought up, and we just had the same panel since the start of the league. So no, listen, we have what we have now, and we just put a battle up and see where it takes us.
Well organised team there, and you know, they all played to the system, and it worked for them.
When you play against Donegal, you know exactly what you're going to get, so you just have to sort of, people used to talk about out Tyrone and Tyrone, but I think you have to out Donegal. So we've learned a lot from last year. We came here, it was my third year now, so 3 years ago, and got chinned. So we've learned from that, and we've learned from the league games we've played them since. And you know, we're lucky that they had a couple of minors to come back down, and you know, the boys were very, very honest. We had a good challenge against Cork last Monday, and really it was a big wake-up call for us. So we'd used that, you know, during the week then to fix a few things. But no, a really honest performance, and a great collection of lads.
And a good bit of flair thrown in there as well, you know, some lovely scores taken.
You know, a lot of modern football is about, people are talking about, you know, the negativity, but you still have to put the ball over the bar. So you know, we still have to demand to finish the job off. But we are conscious too that 2 weeks' time we're playing each other on the championship again, so it's 1-1. Yep. They won the league and we have won that, so all the pleasure.
I suppose the unfortunate thing for most of these players, they won't get to play sort of the new minor grade at all, because they'll miss out in that year, and that's unfortunate for them.
It's unfortunate for them, so you know, they have to make the most of this year. You know, the league only came on board, this is the second year now, and we thankfully have won it now 2 years. Then there's a championship now, so it's a big exciting thing for them, you know. So I have to say, we're very happy with the effort they've put in. These boys have been together from October, you know, 2 and 3 nights a week, and then it's paying off.
And would you agree with this switch to from minor to under 17?
I don't particularly see the sense in it, to be honest with you. These lads have all still exams, mm-hmm. and they've all GCSEs, and we're now sorting out next week to sort it out. Listen, I don't miss this, you know what I mean?